Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it is another What's On Your Mind Wednesday. I think we've got a doozy for you, but first I want to introduce my wonderful co-host.
I get an introduction?
How you doing?
This time? Oh my God. I feel so... Now I feel good, man.
Every now and then you got to throw him a bone, you know.
Right, it's always like, oh, this is my fucking co-host, Jason. But now I get an intro, man. That's dope. I figured I was
supposed to bet finally or something, you know.
Yeah,
fucking potato. Man.
So obviously Barry's here with us. How you doing, Barry?
Good.
He's not on the not on the shitter this time, but he's eating food. So hopefully that's.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I am. This is actually good stuff. But listen.
Yeah.
Before we roll,
I'm
from Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I know you guys know that. My cousin Levi and his Amish Mafia buddies told me to tell Jason he wishes him a happy New Year.
Is it Amish New Year or something?
Yeah. So they wanted me to wish Jason a happy New Year.
Listen, Stats is already in here, so don't get him fired up with.
That dude's—he's gonna be your biggest fan now.
Yeah.
Let's text just to say that, just to give you guys a heads up.
Nice, that's awesome.
I would have came up with something better myself.
Yeah. All right, so let's run through this, get this nonsense—the announcements out of the way. The DetailSolutionsPodcast.com is the website. That's where you can go and pretty much find anything that you need to find for the podcast. We do have the links to where you can listen to the podcast, also where you can follow us on social media. We have the preferred vendor page, which is going to have all of our ad partners, a brief description of what they are, who they are, if you don't know who they are, and then it's going to give you their coupon codes, what your percentage discount is, and then a click link that'll take you directly to their website. So please make sure that you guys are going and spending some money with those guys and saving some money for yourself. And then we do the funny. So hashtag money, money, funny. We also have the merch store there, t-shirts, hoodies, and then the Concaster.
Nope, he froze. And he's talking about the Concaster shirts.
Somebody was reached. Yeah, Concaster shirts, and I'm already like lagging the stupid internet. I hate the internet.
Listen, y'all, if y'all want to sponsor this podcast, like we accept donations. We're trying to become like Joe Rogan. So you see the problems we're having already. You know, we're not even 5 minutes in.
We accept donations. Man. I don't get it. YouTube, we are streaming live to YouTube. We are streaming live to Facebook this time too. The YouTube is the Detail Solutions Podcast. You can go and watch us live every Wednesday night and Friday night when I record them, the Q&As. So MTE is gone, so now we are pushing Gloss University. If you've ever wanted to do a Gloss University training, Gloss University's got a couple already announced. April 29th through the 30th in Anaheim, California is the advanced training class. And then they are doing one in Utah. It's either September 31st. You can pick enter style class, and it is way cheap. Just looking at the website. So glossuniversity.com, you can go there and check out which event that you would like to go to. Mm-hmm. And then purchase your seat. We don't have a code or anything like that yet, so maybe I have to talk to Maddie and Kilmer about that. All right, so like, share, follow, subscribe. Anywhere that you listen to the podcast, anywhere that you follow the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review, yada, 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 yada. We're going to jump into this. So the question tonight is, should the detail industry be regulated, and could it be, or should it be?
What does it look like if it is?
Right. And the reason why I had this question, and I was kind of talking with Barry a couple months back, and he had some good thoughts, and that's why I figured he'd be the best person to come on and talk about this, is, you know, there's so much online about, you know, everybody whining and crying about the guy down the street with a bucket, you know, that they bought from Walmart doing, you know, $10 washes or $20 washes, or the, you know, $400 ceramic coating job. And, you know, everybody kind of preaches that there should be more certifications. There should be more just regulations on how we do this stuff. I mean, it is an unregulated industry. So Barry's, you know, been around the industry for a long time, kind of been there, done it, and then some, now being a part of the IDA, which is an organization that does push the certifications and trying.
Right on.
To kind of being a, I'm gone again, aren't I? God damn it, man. Am I back?
No, you're good, man. You're good. You're
okay.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it, yeah. You know, it's
again, we take IDA, donations.
Yeah, yeah. The IDA is the IDA is a group that's trying to, you know, make it more certified, make the industry more certified, kind of like the ASE for mechanics and things like that. So, so I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, Barry, what do you think? I mean, should we be a certified, regulated industry, or should we just be wild, wild west like it's been?
That's tough, because I think when you look at one side of it, you're looking at a mountain that you would right. have to complete that task. The other side of it is too, is the IDA is here. But many, I think, one of the biggest things that people confuse about the IDA right now is they think that the IDA is trying to be a governing body of the detailing industry, when in fact that's completely false. So people are throwing misrepresentations out there without actually knowing what the IDA is. All it is a group of people that want to better the industry.
Right.
So they're not looking to govern the industry. They're looking to serve the industry. And it took me years to see this, you know, because you see a company putting certifications out. You see them having, you know, doing the skills validations with the RITs, the recognized independent trainers. And when you think about that, it looks like they're trying to govern. No, they're just trying to create better standards for the industry so we can all have something to move forward with, if that makes sense. So, you know, you go back 10 years, I envision a couple guys getting together and saying, hey, let's form something. You know, here we are now 10 years later, and there's chapters all over the world. Every chapter has an RIT, a president. You know, it takes 15 people to build a chapter in each country, you know, and it's finally got to the point where the US and Canada split, which is a big deal in the IDA, because that was always one thing, and everybody right. wanted to split one thing. So when you look at it in general, I'd like to think to say they got a lot accomplished in a short amount of time when you look at it, I think. But as our problem is, we're impatient. I'm very impatient as a person. I want things now. And as the older I get, I realize things take longer. And one of the things about the IDA is, if you want to make something happen, it has to go to a committee. The committee has to vote on it. Then it has to go to a board, and the board has to vote on it. So each committee or board meets once a month, once a quarter, so it does take time. And that's one of the things that I do like to see now, is the IDA is moving faster. And right. I think the IDA is just a positive thing for the industry and not one negative thing. And that's why I'm glad to be a part of it, if that makes sense, with my small role that I do.
Yeah. And would you say the biggest thing, you know, whether it's, you know, the IDA moving things forward, or, you know, again, people kind of complaining about, you know, it's too easy to get into this industry and it devalues a lot or brings value down. Do you think a big pushback on trying to move it forward or doing those things is the fact that people, their detailers, just won't commit to joining and pushing it forward and trying to, you know, it seems like instead of everybody just falling, you know, if everybody's bitching about it, right? But instead of just falling in line and kind of doing what needs to do to make it happen, everybody's just like, well, I'm going to bitch about it, but I don't want to be part of the solution.
Well, listen, there's always in life, no matter what you do, there's always going to be a bitch. Somebody's always going to bitch about something.
Right.
You know what I mean? So regardless, you have to move forward with the agenda. And the agenda is to try to help build a better industry.
Yeah.
When it works at the IDA. So there's always going to be somebody, a naysayer. There's always going to be somebody that says, I don't like it, whatever. But in the detailing world, you see this often. One detailer gets upset with another detailer because he's 3 miles away from him and he's in his competition, you know? But instead of walking straight forward in the line, detailers tend to look left and right too many times. Yes. They're looking on the left at the competition, and they're looking at the right on their ego. You know, I hate to say that. You know, a lot of us are ego-driven with what we do. We're so passionate about our work. And when you look at the IDA, I think detailers take that same analogy and look at the IDA that way. You know, as to where instead of focusing on the main goal is to make the industry better. It's not to govern the industry. It's to serve the industry and make it better. So when you look at that, we just have to keep moving forward. There's always going to be somebody that says the IDA sucks.
Right.
There's always going to be somebody that says, why am I paying for this? It's only a certificate. You know what I mean? Great. The IDA is not for them. I'm okay with that. However, there are people out there that genuinely use the IDA for what it is, something that serves the industry through a group of volunteers. There are some paid members who run it. I think maybe 2 or 3, you know. But when you look at it in general, we're all volunteers here. Nobody's making money.
Right.
I don't think that's the issue, though. I really don't think that. I mean, that's probably an issue for a little bit of it.
Yeah, but so when you look at it, you can only get so many volunteers. You know, what we need is more people to join, not just join, but get active. There's so many chairs left open in different committees. You know, instead of taking their frustrations and saying, I hate the IDA, why don't you join the IDA and become a positive role model in the industry? Because I'll tell you, I mean, years ago, guys who know me, dude, I laughed, I trolled, I joked, I had fun. I wasn't the best role model in the industry.
Right.
I really wasn't. But somehow I got successful, and I've learned over the years as I've aged that we have to step forward in life, and certain people have to do what they do. And I think at my point in my career, my age, I think people do look at me as a leader in this industry a little bit. So the majority of my time now is spent mentoring, educating, things like that. And it seems like whenever somebody is beating down the IDA, now I just laugh. I don't even care no more. It's like, you know what? You're valued to your opinion. You know, have it. Enjoy it. You know, but in my opinion, I think the IDA is the only solution right now. And please prove me wrong, but it's the only solution right now that has a major step forward in serving our industry for the best and could actually create something that will attract attention and make it great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if there's not something, if there is something better, please tell me, because I want to be a part of that too. But when you look at that one thing, that one goal that we all want to see, let's make an industry better. I don't think there's anybody else who has that foot forward better than the IDA at this point. And I don't think there's anybody out there that could probably pull it off better. Because when you look at the IDA, all the volunteers, there's so many positive peers in this industry that have paved the way and helped grow it. It's hard to compete, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not a competition. What it is basically, you know what? We're here to do our thing. That's it. I'm just happy to be a part of it, if that makes sense.
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, listen, let's take a break for our first commercial. Jason, since I'm obviously having internet things, I will pay attention to you this time. You give me – let me know if
– Sorry, Jason. My apologies, man.
Let me know if it doesn't play. All right, we'll be right back.
You need a website? Details are not.
Oh, geez, he's frozen now.
For details you need to convert, it's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure that you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount.
All right. So, Barry, I want to ask you a question because...
I can't rebuttal none of that?
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
He can't. He already said he can. We know that. Yes. It's his education. He was a grunt.
So here's how I see it. Do I think the industry needs regulation? I do. Do I think the IDA is the right association for it? I do. I actually do believe that. But I really think that a lot of the detailers nowadays don't have trust and faith in the IDA due to lack of transparency. And we've had online, offline conversations about that. And that is hopefully going to change in the future, which I'm very excited for, because that transparency needs to be there for the detailers. The details need to trust the IDA. The detailers need to have faith in that association in order to feel like they need to put in that effort to volunteer for something. I just feel like since I knew the IDA existed in 2015, and I know it's been around since 2008, so roughly 15 years, like there's been 15 years, I believe, is enough time to get that kind of shit together, and it hasn't been. So I feel like that needs to happen in order for that regulation in the industry to happen.
I see that. It's a valid point. Very valid. For me, one of my biggest gripes, Jason, like you said, was where's the money go? It's full disclosure. Right. You know, members, if you join this organization, where's the money go? And that was one of the biggest questions I always got when people say, I'm thinking about joining the IDA, but where's my money go? What's it do besides a certificate, you know? So I never had an answer because I couldn't. Because at the time, the IDA would say, we put 20% here, 30% here, and so on up till they said, this is where we spent the money. Well, great, but what was that 20%? What was that 30%? How much came in, you know? And it was difficult, and it took a while, but you know, I complained a few times, it politely, but not complained, but tried to just say, hey, listen, this should happen, you know? And this is again, what I love about the IDA, they sat down, they did their thing, and Cheryl Hazard, great lady, by the way, if you ever get to meet her, seriously, spend some time with her. She's a wonderful woman, but, you know, I had a good conversation with her about it. It wasn't ugly or nothing. We just talked, and I said, sure, this is what my concerns are. And she agreed. She's like, you know, I never seen it from that side of the viewpoint. So what happens was we're at the annual business meeting at Mobile Tech, and they literally brought up on the big screen their financials and said this year that they said was all the financials are now going to be posted on the website for the members to download and see. So it is growing. I think the IDA has grown leaps and bounds in the last 5 years. And I think, Jason, you'll probably agree with me on that, too.
Since 2015, since I knew it existed. Yeah, I've seen it. But I just feel like it's just the bare minimum to keep people happy. And now I think it's at the time where people are just starting to notice, like, okay, this we want more because we put in so much.
No, and you're right. And that's why they're doing the webinars. I know they're getting ready to release two webinars now, I think a month or a week. I forget what it is, what their schedule is. But they're doing more webinars. I mean, the RITs are growing, so more people are getting their skills validated. You know, they're doing more testing, and they're really, really trying to make the industry positive again, but it takes people to put that effort in. And the reality of it is, as a detailer, that's hard because most detailers don't have the money. So they're always working for their time. As to where I got put in a fortunate place where SB3 has allowed me to finally start giving back to the industry the way I always wanted to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I'm telling you guys, I was successful I took a lot out of this industry. I have to pay that back now. And that's what I've been doing over the last years, was trying to be that younger generation, but yet a little older guy stepping up, not to lead or nothing like that. I just want to help NCAA grow, because if not, there's going to be an age gap where we have all the guys like 55 and up, like Rennie and those guys, and then it's going to hit the 30s. Well, we just lost a whole generation that you're not going to recover from.
Yeah.
So what we're starting to see is now guys my age really stepping up, and it happens more than you think. I get a phone call once or twice a week that, you know, will say, hey, Barry, you know, I've seen you doing the IDA. What can I do to help? You know, things like that. So that we're closing that gap now. But what I would love to see out of the IDA personally is I would like to see them set up and focus more on the next generation. Because
you got to have that generational growth, like, yeah, because correct. Otherwise, like, if you're not bringing in the new crops, once the old guys start retiring, then there's nobody it's there.
Over. It's yeah. over. And that's what I'd like to really see them focus on is now is, you know, if I had any say in the IDA and I could say, hey, listen, this is what's going to happen this year. This is it. I would put a full focus on going after the younger generation. Here's why. Those guys need to learn how to lead. And by getting in these chapters and getting in these committees, you learn from others. You learn to lead, you know, in certain various ways of your life. And it continues to grow from there, you know. And that's what I would love to see, man, because I truthfully think that the IDA is something positive. I think it's good. I think it needs some changes. But, you know, when you look at the overall picture, It's something positive to be a part of at yeah. the end of the day, you know? And that's it. That's why I'm there, man. I love it right now.
Well, you know, I told you at MTE that I feel a shift. Yeah. After this year, I feel a shift coming because of what you just said about, you know, my generation is coming up now.
Yeah.
Because so, like, I can see the right people coming up from my generation and ready to take that leap into the leadership role and kind of, you know, passing of the torch type deal. I told you it's going to come. And it's going to start with that deal for IDA President 2024.
Someday, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. You know, if that ever comes upon it, I would gladly take it and literally dedicate my life to it. Truthfully, I would. But yeah. at the same time, that's not my decision. That's somebody else's.
Right.
You know?
Which it should be ours. But that's a whole nother can of worms. We're not going to open it. We have other things to discuss because this episode could literally go for hours.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into another temperature break. Bring up.
Business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off. Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply. Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
All right, so I want to pop this up here. I think Joe Kimble commented on this as, you know, the detailing industry needs to be recognized as a trade so we can start getting into trade schools. I mean, what do you think it's, you know, is the IDA moving toward, there was talk about that, like, you know, a couple of years ago that the IDA was trying to help out with that. Do you think that there's another movement that might, you know, be a way to try and get that going? Because that would really kind of push that regulation a little bit more. If people start 100%. Going to a trade school, start learning it, getting certified, and then it becomes a state certification, right? Because you're going through a trade school. You know, then we get a little bit more, you know, recognition for it. We're not just, you know, thought of, you know, like the shade tree mechanic kind of guy.
Yep. I mean, listen, I would love to see that happen. Who wouldn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine at that time you could walk in to like your employer, like your next like detail employer and say, hey, listen, man, you know, I graduated from here. I know what I'm doing. You know, this is it. You're the hire me or not, you know, and imagine being the employer knowing that you have a trusted source where people are getting trained and stuff. Because growing up, we had, I didn't have YouTube. I didn't have anything. All I had was a local guy coming around on a truck saying, this is how you do it. You know what I mean? And they're showing us. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fun. But at the same time, I do think it would be awesome. And if there's somebody out there that could point me in the direction to making that happen, I'll put my power to it. And I'll go full force. But a guy like me, I wouldn't even know where to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't know. What government agency do you go to? You know, do you go to a national, federal one? Do you go to a state one first?
First. I already looked into it.
Yeah, you know,
it's a long, long process.
You know, it is. It is a long process. But let me tell you something. Processes are put in place for a certain reason.
Yeah,
and, absolutely.
You know, for example, I'll give you a big one. SB3 is trademarked. SB3 coatings. Okay, it is trademarked. And last night I get an email, and it came from China. And it was somebody in China actually tried to register SB3coding.cn, SB3coding.net.cn, all the Chinese, you know, .coms or whatever names you can get. They literally tried to do my business that way. Well, and register them. Last night I get an email from China stating that China ran the name and found that we had it trademarked and asked our permission to give them that account. Dude, blew my mind. But again, that 19-month process for that trademark
is worth it.
Yeah.
100%.
And I'm like, holy crap, this is China. Like, they're actually honoring a U.S. trademark. And
yeah, that's crazy.
they won't honor a patent, but they'll honor a fucking trademark.
Yeah, yeah. Go talk to Dylan Von Kleist about that. So Cam Scorey's got a good question here. If it was regulated, would the IDA cover the whole world, or would it need to be a board in every country?
Well, they have a chapter in every country. Well, not every country. Yeah. They have chapters in country. So.
Yeah, I think that would depend on how it was regulated. I mean, if it's regulated completely through the IDA, then yes, I think the IDA would have their certain chapters. If it's a governmental regulation, then unless the IDA was working with the government to do that, I think it would just be on government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it would definitely, like, let's just say the IDA did have control of it. Okay, what people tend to forget is we had an IDA president from the United Kingdom last year. Alan Metcalf did an amazing job, by the way.
Yep.
He was the first international
president for the International Detailing Association. Yes. Yeah.
While every chapter is run individually, the IDA board of governors, whatever, the board and everybody, all the committees are running it. And there's people all over the world on these committees. So that's pretty cool too, man. It really, to be able to work with your peers from other countries like that is amazing. It really is.
G's got a great statement. How do you feel about this, Barry? So let's make all the product companies that are serious run through the certification to make their brand and trainings IDA approved. That will help set a standard among what's being taught at some of these trainings.
I think Renning Doyle is a prime example of this as a solution. The reason I say that is because everybody who goes through Renning's training school actually gets IDA certified skills validated. So it's a prime example of, can it be done? Yes, it can be done. But you also got to look at it too, is when you have these companies doing this, the IDA has to allow us to do that. You know what I'm saying? So for example, me with our network, you know, I could easily say, what I would love to see is the IDA say, hey, if you're a member of SB3, we're going to give you 10% off. You know what I mean? Right. We could get them people there. But again, you also have to look at it too, is it's the IDA. You know, they're going to do what they do, what's best for them and what's best for the industry at that moment. You see what I'm getting at? And a lot of it does come down to moments. So really, I think that's a tough question. But in general, could it happen? Absolutely. And I would love to see it happen. You know, and I've thought about saying, if you want to be in the SB3 network, you have to be an IDA member. You know, I really have thought about that. But the issue is, I'm a pretty open guy. And I believe that I believe that you have the right to respect a different opinion than I do.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. Like, we're humans. That's what life is about. You know what I mean? Like, somebody may think Bruno's a good-looking guy. I don't. I'm okay if they think he is. You know what I mean? But I don't.
He's lying. Sorry, man. Don't lie. Don't lie to these people, man. You know, all I need to do is put my blue cord on and them panties drop, boy.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, Stats makes a good point here. Until the general public starts recognizing the difference between the guy on the corner and detailing your car for, or on the corner detailing your car for $79 and a trained and educated detailer performing paint corrections coatings, we're spinning our wheels, no different than a mechanic ASE certified. And you're right, Stats. And that's where I think the IDA has made a little bit of a step forward with their new, like, find a detailer website or something like that.
The consumer website.
Yeah the consumer-based website where... But my
which hasn't been promoted for shit.
Right, that's the problem. It's great that they did that and put every detailer who's in the IDA on the little thing, except for me, because I wasn't on there. when I searched, I was like, "What the hell, man?" But there's still no advertising for that website.
The IDA needs a good marketing committee, a good graphic design committee, a good copywriting committee,
and get
your social media shit together.
They have all that. The problem is...
But they need better, dude. Like, your social media presence is trash.
No, I'm...
It is, because all you guys talk about is the same old products. Like, oh, here's our golden fucking sponsor, Turtle Wax. Or, say hello to these 90 new detailers that just signed up. Like, that's all I see on the social media. It sucks.
But at the same time, though, you also got to realize the companies are advertising are sponsors. So there are people helping donate a large chunk. I'm not actually a sponsor of the IDA, believe it or not. I'm just a supplier member. But so they do have to put that forward. Again, it's a nonprofit organization.
Right. I understand they need to put that information out there, but put other shit too.
So I'll tell you, Jason, I sat in on a marketing meeting because I had an idea. I ran it by Alan and said, hey, you know, what do you think of this? And Alan's like, I think it's a great idea. I don't know why anybody's hasn't thought of it. Apparently it was thought of. Nothing ever happened with it. But Alan put me in touch with, and I forget his name. He was in charge of the marketing meeting, and I went on there. But again, there's a lot of hoops to jump through, so things don't just happen right away. And you're right. The social media side of it does suck, but there is a marketing panel or board or whatever that does have good them. The only problem is sometimes that roadblock with, you know, how much is
I
it
understand
gonna
those
cost,
roadblocks.
You know, like
I
anything
those
else.
Roadblocks. But so, there's gotta be it just needs to be better, and there's gotta be a cheaper way. I know there's a cheaper way to do things, and I know there is a better way to do things, and I think it just needs to be restarted on those committees as far as who's involved, who's in charge, whatever. It just needs to be reset and redone.
Well,
listen, and here's one thing. So, and I just want to make this clear real quick. This is Barry Thiel talking. This is not the IDA talking, nobody else. This is Barry Thiel. This is my right here, right now.
Right.
Okay. As you guys know, I try to be positive. Okay.
Yeah.
But the entire conversation tonight, what did I tell you guys? There's always a naysayer. There's always somebody who says whatever, okay? My mind is not on that person. I'm moving forward with or without them. I don't care. Tonight's a prime example. If you look in this chat room right now, okay? Right here it is, straightforward. It's log. It says, again, a comment. Until the general public starts recognizing the difference between the guy on the corner detailing your car for $79 and trained, educated detailer performing paint corrections and coatings, we're spinning our wheels, no different than ASE certified. Next comment, same individual. But how many people in the general public goes to the IDA for a detail? Just like ceramic coatings, the clients don't care. They go on social media.
Yeah.
Okay. Next comment, same person. Wish it was different because we wouldn't get compared to the $79 guy. 3 negative comments right in a row. Okay? Now, here's the problem that I have.
But why are they negative? They're just concerns of what detailists think.
Okay, so when you look at this and somebody has that those questions, okay? When you look at this, okay, wish it was different so I wouldn't be compared to the $79 guy. Why is it the IDA's job to do that? Educate yourself. Learn to sell yourself. So there are no questions when that customer comes to you and says, how do I, you know, why are you better? Come on, I'm from Mannheim, PA.
Back in 2000,
we were selling wax jobs for $2,000.
Yeah, but I think what he's talking about is the fact of the whole topic of trying to be regulated, right? So and it doesn't have to be the IDA. I mean, we just end up talking more about the IDA tonight. It's whoever ends up regulating it. So if it is, you know, like we talked about, if it's a governmental thing where you do a trade, you know, you can go to trade school and get trade certified like you do with the ASC, or if it's an IDA certification that becomes more predominant, you know, if the IDA is pushing that agenda to the people to look more for IDA certified, like that's the thing I think the IDA always says is, you know, we want consumers to search for the IDA certified people. That's why you should be an IDA member. That's why you should be certified, blah, 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 right? So if the IDA is not helping push that, and I think that's what Justin was kind of getting at, if the IDA is not kind of pushing that, then how is the consumer supposed to know the difference between the $79 guy and us? Now, I do see your point. We should market ourselves. But again, I mean, the $79 guy can be like, yeah, I took the same fucking class, but you know, I'm using this product that only cost me $20. He's using a product that costs him $200. And you know what I mean? Like,
if we're paying the fucking IDA, why do we need to market ourselves? Y'all supposed to help us do that, help us train us to do that and shit.
I think you still need to market your own brand.
I'm saying you are supposed to do that. I'm not saying the IDA needs to market it for you, but they can teach you how to do that in different ways than everybody is used to.
Dude, they have webinars all the time on this stuff.
Right. Yeah. And I commend that. It is all great. But my point is they need to do a better job of promoting this shit. They really do.
Like when you say their shit,
like social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, like you on the IDA YouTube channel and the last video was what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Come on, that's not acceptable.
No, I mean, honestly,
we live in a world of social media.
I agree.
That's how everything gets out there to consumer, detailer, whoever.
My big idea that I had, and apparently it was somebody else's idea many years before, from what I was told, was why is the IDA not advertising on YouTube? I mean, Jesus, I can go and click on a Pan the Organizer video. I can white video.
Oh, he froze.
Whatever. Yeah, I know. God damn it. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
All right. You can see all these commercials for any other detailing brand, right? But you won't see something for the IDA. Like, to me, that's where the IDA should be putting money into is YouTube advertising. Because then
detailers will advertise all day.
And you think about it. I mean, there's a lot of people there's a lot of DIY people that are watching those guys' videos, right? Because they want to learn. They want to do their due diligence. They want to know why a paint correction does, why a ceramic coating does, why an interior does. So they watch these guys. On top of that, some of it is relaxing, right? It's therapeutic. People love watching, you know, these guys detail cars. I mean, if a video popped up from the IDA, you know, a little 5-second commercial, I'm like, hey, the IDA is, you know, if you're looking for somebody in your area, here's the website.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So done deal.
If I could touch on that I think, and I do agree wholeheartedly with you guys. I do think they need to get themselves out there more on social media, without a doubt. But I think when you look at it, and again, I say the IDA made leaps and bounds over the last couple of years, in my opinion, that I've noticed anyway, you know? Hey, Chris, yeah, I'm eating. I had your Burger King. So, listen, but no, in all seriousness, when you look at where they're at right now, this very moment, there's always something. You know what I mean? With that said, I think the IDA, it took a while to build. You know, yeah. When you build something this big, it's not going to happen overnight, and patience is virtue, I guess you could say. But I think there's been growth. The problem with it is I think technology and what we're doing takes time to get to the IDA. And that lag is what we're seeing right now there, where, you know, there is some lag. They're not on YouTube, I guess. I don't know. I don't see it. But from what Jason says, assuming he's right, you know, they're not on. That's a problem to me, you know. But again, I never had like any say in it. You know, I'm not sure who's on the media team because the IDA is so big. There's different committees for everything. Yeah. I couldn't honestly sit here and tell you who's on these committees. But what I could tell you is they do listen, you know, and I listen. If I, trust me, if I had some say in it, you know, after this right now tonight, my first move would be tomorrow morning, waking up, finding out who's on that committee, calling a special meeting, getting them in that meeting, breaking down an agenda and saying why. And then when they say why, I'm going to sit down, let's figure out a solution. I don't care about the problems. I don't care about the issues. We need a solution. Let's resolve it now and start, because I feel the IDA should listen to the detailing community. And yeah, trust me when I say I care what people think about the IDA, and I want to see it grow in a positive manner. I really do, you know. And if you would have talked to me in November, this conversation would have been different, because believe it or not, I almost walked out of the IDA. Because I had some disagreements with a few people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Literally. I'm not lying. They came to my booth at SEMA and said, hey, listen, Barry, what's this about? I stood my ground and said, listen, I understand your point of view. You guys aren't listening to my point of view. And that was after taking my company money, traveling the country multiple times on my dollar to give these RITs, to get these guys served what they needed. I'm talking trips to Michigan, you know, Pittsburgh, you name it. I get RITs a lot of places now.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it because I get to meet people. I get to be a part of their journey in their life. Right. You know, that to me is, for me to be where I'm at, I'm living my best life right now with my career. I really am. I get to give back. That's what Barry Thiel wants to do. The issue with it is, again, the IDA is so big. It's a great body that serves our industry, but they still need help.
Yeah.
They still need more people to do this.
Right.
And as we all come together, we need to listen to the people below us. And they say, hey, listen, this is what we want. We need to find a solution to give it to them. It's not difficult here. But the problem is everybody doesn't – they want to approach it like, well, this is a fucking problem.
Right.
No,
right.
Don't approach it like that. Come at me and say, hey, Barry, guess what? I heard this. Is it true or whatever? I don't care. I honestly have no skeletons that I want to hide. I don't give a shit. I'll tell you how it is.
Right.
And people know that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
we got Michael Hine actually calling in on the Enzo North America hotline. So Mike, let's hear what you have to say real quick before we go to commercial break.
Michael Hine, you are on the air.
Hang on. I have to turn. I'm sorry. Hang on, Mike. Start over because I had the volume turned down. My bad.
Okay. Lord. So I got into this late.
Yeah.
Give my language. I got into this late. Jason, you can bust my balls about this later. But are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, man. You're going to give us a one-star negative review. Come on.
That's right.
Whoa.
And I'm the guy that writes.
Whoa. And now we're not hearing the phone call.
$79 an hour and get, I welcome him. And I'm just a tired old man part-time.
He is an old man. I'll give him that.
Are you actually thinking that this –
listen,
OPS organization called the IDA is going to do anything for us? They're not going to do it. They haven't done in my 4 years of being active. And Barry, I will challenge you. I am a fucking YouTube graduate, and I am a podcast junkie. And Alex will back me up on that. Are you kidding me to think that this organization is going to do jack shit for us? I belong to this organization for the past 3.5 years. I got my renewal thing today, and I actually wrote, piss on you. I'm not renewing. You're not getting my 100 and some odd bucks.
Can we, like, turn this into a positive somehow?
You actually want?
Well, no, but Mike, we do. But here's the problem. I think there's still always going to be that $79 guy. We're not saying that they need to go away. What we're trying to talk about and what we're trying to discuss is would regulating the industry help or benefit all of us? And making,
Absolutely not. I mean,
think about it. I mean, it would though, because you got to think about the ASC certified mechanic versus the shade tree mechanic, right? Like, you get what you get when you go to somebody who's uncertified, right? If you go and get to the shade tree mechanic and he works on your car and then the next week the thing blows up, who are you going to go to, right?
So, you should have went to the ASC certified. Alex, not to interrupt you. An ASC certified a mechanic, technician, they're not called
mechanics anymore, yeah.
Has to have a minimum of a 2-year associate's degree.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you telling me is the kid that can't afford to put food on his table decides to go up to, I don't know, do you got 7-Elevens down in Florida?
Yeah, we have 7-Elevens.
Okay, decides to go up to 7-Eleven and wash cars. You're going to take that food off that kid's table with regulation?
Absolutely, because first of all, he shouldn't be washing cars at the 7-Eleven. That is a...
Why not?
Because...
Why not? He can do it.
Because...
He can do it.
From the city or from the county, but...
Absolutely. Town, yeah, he's got to get permission, and he's got to get a permit, and
yeah,
he's got to have a business license.
Exactly. But if he doesn't have... Listen, Mike, if he doesn't have the money... If he doesn't have the money to do all that stuff... And he's doing what you're talking about doing, and he's going up to the 7-Eleven and washing for $20, and he's trying to, he's not gonna go out. He's not gonna be the guy that's got a business license. He's not gonna be the guy that goes and gets permission from the county. He's not gonna be the guy. Then yes, absolutely, we need to stop those people from doing the details they do. I understand where you're coming from. Listen, that's fine. And if he's got a business license and he goes and gets permit, I honestly don't care if he's down at the 7-Eleven do $20. I don't want that client anyways. We've talked about that a million times on this podcast, and that's fine. But what we're trying to talk about is getting more recognition to the detailers who are actually putting in the effort, like yourself, like me, like most of these people that are listening to this podcast right now or watching this podcast right now, and why we should be the ones that these people are seeking out versus that $20 guy. Now, if all they want to do is pay $20, then by all means, go to the $20 guy. I don't even want to talk to you because it's just going to be a headache and a pain in the ass. That's what we're getting at. We're not getting at what you're talking about. Go ahead, Barry.
I just want to give a quick reply here. And Mike, listen, I value your opinion, man. I really do. I love you as a person. You know that. You know what I mean? I think when you look at, if you were to regulate something or govern something as saying, this is it, this is the regulations, this is what you have to do to be in the IDA, whatever, you know, and you took it to a state level, I would hope that if the IDA could do that, and you have that kid hustling on the corner, okay, that 20-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid, whether it's a gas station, we see them everywhere. You know what I'm getting at? I would hope that someday that kid would understand the difference between being a mobile lock guy and an actual professional automotive detailer. In my personal opinion, There's a difference between a wash lot guy and somebody who knows how to completely and truly recondition a vehicle. Now, so when you look at what the IDA, I hope, would bring to the table, would be that type of standard to where they have a professional automotive reconditioning license to something, if that makes sense. I don't know the proper words, but when you have that car wash guy, I would hope that those standards would help that car wash guy to improve upon himself, to create even a bigger hustler, you know, to move his life forward and create more money, create more freedom, be able to raise a family. We all start somewhere, and I don't care if you start there and you're still there, I'll respect that hustle. However, with that said, I'm looking and talking to a professional automotive reconditioning person, somebody who knows the difference. That's where I think it would. And I'm sorry the IDA didn't work out for you, man. I really am. Listen, like I said, it may not be for everybody, but I respect your opinion. Thank you.
I don't know if the IDA worked out for me because they didn't offer me anything. They offer you nothing. They offer you some trainings online that make absolutely no sense. You can learn more from YouTube. I can learn more, and I'm not a fan. Trust me, I'm not a fan. I can learn more from Pan or Matt Mormon about detailing than I can from the IDA. Why is that, Barry? Why is that? I can learn more from listening to Sydney and her sidekick. I can't remember.
Yeah, but
her
Mike, name. I don't think the IDA is there to train you. I mean, if you go there, it's. I mean, forgive me, Barry, if I'm wrong. Mike, we're gonna have to go to a commercial, so I'm gonna hang up. We'll finish
okay,
this out.
Cut me off.
Yeah, yeah, we'll finish this off, and then I gotta go to an ad break because we're way behind. But thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, forgive my emotion.
No, you're just an emotional guy.
I'm too much of a libertarian to any time I hear regulation after 43 years in the construction industry under more regulation than you guys can ever imagine.
And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this conversation, Mike. It's the should it, could it. You know, we're not saying it needs to happen. We're discussing should it, would it, could it. And everybody is allowed to obviously have
hypothetic
their
maybe.
Right. And say whether it should or not. But anyways, let me ask Barry this question and then we're gonna go to commercial break. So thanks for calling in, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
Yes, sir. So Barry, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong or whatever. Mike's talking about not getting the trainings through the IDA. The IDA does have, the IDA does have some sort of videos and trainings and everything, but it's mostly about marketing and business, not actual detailing, right? Because that's not really what the IDA is. They're not really there to train you on how to detail. They're there to do your certifications, do your skills validations. If you want to go and say, hey, look, this is how I'm doing it. Am I doing it right or wrong?
Yeah, exactly. It's when you look at it and listen, and again, Mike, I respect your opinion, man. I wholeheartedly do, because if it weren't for guys like you who didn't bitch, they wouldn't know what's right or wrong anyway. You
right.
know what I mean? So with that said, when you look at this, really, what is the IDA? Everybody wants regulations. Everybody wants this. Everybody wants that. Everybody bitches about it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, is that the IDA's job? What is the IDA's job? Nobody really knows, I think. And I think that's part of another issue that I have.
Yeah.
100%.
So when you think about that for a minute, that's serious. But again, I go back to the fact that it was a couple guys that got together that wanted to see, and maybe women too, I don't know, but that got together that wanted to see our industry grow. Now, from that, okay, they created an international organization that has chapters in almost every country where detailing is basically detailing. There are some countries where it just doesn't exist. Okay. Right. Now, they've also had an international president for the first time this year. With that said, they created a certification committee. They created a skills validation committee. Okay. They are doing webinars. Now, whether or not them webinars are on business or detailing or whatever, I think the IDA would look at it as, and if I was a part of the IDA, I wouldn't throw out detailing videos. Do you know why? Like Mike said, that already exists.
Yeah.
It's out there everywhere. Why compete with something that you don't have to compete with? Okay, so then you look at it, okay, what do? They got certifications. They're growing. They're doing this. Detailers, okay, they've got that. I was a part of, just last year, two events, Southern Detailers Conference and Mobile Tech. I'm going back to 22. Both had certifications. Both had skills validations. Both had education days. In fact, I know for a fact, the IDA was talking about making Mobile Tech now a two-day education thing because there wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
So now we're at the point where we're expanding and growing. And they have a website now, Detailing Nearby. Okay? They also have a private Facebook group. So there are things out there that are available for the members. The problem with it is the members aren't taking advantage of it. You see what I'm getting at here?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think part of that is maybe the idea is that, you know, they email every member. We all get an update. You know, we're doing this webinar and this and that. Nobody reads emails. I mean, I do, but most people don't read the email. Let's be real. It's just another email that comes through. Mm-hmm. They do post on our Facebook page, and we discussed. Maybe they need to step it up on social media, create more awareness, okay? But, again, they don't know this without people bitching and complaining about it, you know? Right. Otherwise, you're just going to keep doing what they're doing. That's why I wanted to be a part of this podcast tonight. Because, listen, don't get me wrong. I knew this would be controversial. I knew that from the get-go. Yeah. I know everybody's opinion. And I know my opinion. You know what I mean? For me, this was a huge step for the IDA tonight. This gave the IDA an audience, and it gave me a chance to speak on behalf of them.
Yeah.
Okay? And I've done it respectfully. I think so. But with that said, okay, maybe they do need to get more out there. However, it's up to us. You know, I'm not here bitching no more about it. I'm here trying to make a difference. I made so much of a difference last year. I got an award for it unexpectedly. I was in freaking tears at that table at that show. I had no idea that was coming. You know what I mean? That's a very small list of names who got that. Like, yeah. To me, I was damn proud of that award. You know, and I did. I worked hard last year for it.
Yeah, you did. You did. You definitely had way bigger presence in the IDA last year. You know, you made it a point.
You know, and at the same time, though, again, if you're going to bitch, please do me a favor. Do it in a positive, respectful way or just shut up. You know what I'm getting at? I hate to say that because I don't care. Don't bitch at me. And anybody in the IDA that's truly putting that fourth step forward does not care. However, what we do care is, if you have a complaint and you want to come at it in a professional manner, bring it. Because I'm telling you, people bitch about them not having a website. What do? They put up a website. Then people bitch about the website. You know what I mean? But it's a good website. It's a fresh start. In a year with building, it's going to be a very powerful website.
Yeah.
A month ago, I had a guy call me and say, hey, how do I belong to the IDA? The dude hates the IDA. And I said, what? Why do you want to join the IDA? He said, for the first time in my life, I had a customer come in, ask me if I was IDA certified. And they said no. When I said no, they left and I lost the job. Now, listen, we know that's a 1 in 1,000,000th chance of that happening right now. We know that. You know, you'd probably get struck by lightning quicker than the odds of that happening.
Yeah.
At your retail shop. However, with that said, it started. 15 years ago, nobody believed in ceramic coatings. The first post in ceramic coatings was a guy that came out and said, I'll teach you how to make $300 an hour. Everybody laughed at him. Even I did. We all did. Anthony Orozco was his name when he shared one of the first public posts about ceramic coatings, and it was on Altopia. I'll never forget it. Because I looked at it and said, $300 an hour, just show me the fucking way. I want to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But nobody believed in it. Here we are now, 15 years later, and the consumer now is a female calling you saying, hey, I just bought a mini and I want to get it ceramic coated.
Exactly.
These things take time. People are impatient. If you want to increase the speed, join and help us.
Right.
That's it. That's all we want.
Let's knock out a couple of commercials because we're way behind on commercials. So we're going to knock out.
Going to be a little bit longer tonight.
Yeah, yeah. We'll knock out a couple in a row because I do want to come back, and I've been sitting on a question since way earlier.
Same. So Alex will go, then I'm going to go.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So we'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off. Letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you're mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
So tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Rolls in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
I'm good, man, because I'm laughing.
You should invest in a Viper chair.
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft. And I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP25 to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
All right.
Did Chris, you think that was really us talking?
Yeah, for a moment. That's
really I fucking knew it.
This I will say. Listen, I tried one of those Viper. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I got a little one. The problem is I got to go balls out and get it stitched and everything.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I haven't figured out how I wanted to do it yet. But, dude, I'm not the skinniest guy. And I'm telling you, that was an awesome chair for me.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. You know, and by the way, Detailers Roadmap just set up a
Whopper. Whopper
code. You better be serious with this because, Chris, I'm going to advertise this for you. DetailersRoadmap.com. Use code Whopper.
Yeah.
I don't know what it will give you, but it'll give you something.
That's Chris, pretty dope.
Chris, where were you at the beginning of the episode when we ran your ad?
No.
Okay.
This could be good for our numbers.
Yeah, I know, right?
People need to watch this shit.
So I wanna go back to something that Barry you were talking about earlier, and I think it is probably the biggest maybe issue or problem with the IDA, and it's the fact that, like you said, it is a voluntary committee. It's a voluntary everything. Do you think that if the IDA made it had an actual board, a paid board, that ran it instead of all these bajillions of different committees with different detailers and everything like that, you just had a board and that runs a company that was paid and could actually focus their
on
moving the IDA forward. You know, today, Junior, right? Do you think that would
donations
move the IDA forward faster? Do you think that it would actually help? And if so, like, what do you think it would take to do something like that?
I think that's a positive move. I really do. Anytime that somebody is volunteering versus getting paid, the word accountability comes to mind with this, okay? And here's why I say that. If you're a volunteer and you're not holding your end and you're not moving forward, it is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? However, if you're a P and it's not moving forward, now the payment stops and so do you.
Exactly.
Okay, so do I agree with the fact that it would be nice to see a paid board? Yes, absolutely. But what I really like about the IDA right now, and people may not realize this, is but the industry owns the IDA.
Right.
Okay, there may be a few paid people, you know, that help run the actual organization, because there's a lot of legal things involved. There's a lot of things that we don't know. That's why they're paid, you know, basically to make sure everything just stays good and controlled. However, with that said, the industry owns the IDA. It's up to the industry to join the IDA and be active in the IDA. The IDA can't control that. However, what they can control is saying, hey, let's set up a volunteer board. And that's what they've done. And that board actually does get voted in on. You get nominated, and then they vote, all the members vote, and that person goes to a board. The problem with it is, again, like you said, they're not paid. So it's not a priority.
Right. And that's the thing. Like most of the people that are on the board are running a detail business or whatever. I mean, even and man, I feel so bad if he's still running the marketing board or whatever. But when I talked to him, he was a full-time firefighter, you know, part-time detailer, and then volunteering for the board. So, you know, it's one thing if you're running a detail business and you're trying to volunteer, but when you're a full-time firefighter and then a part-time detailer and then a volunteer, how much can you really put into it? And that's where my question of
donations.
Say, you know, it's like saying the city of Green Bay owns the Packers, right? Like, you don't really, you know, I mean, you know, so I don't necessarily think that the detail industry owns the IDA. You know,
in a way, they do, because honestly, if it wasn't for us paying for our memberships, it wouldn't exist.
Correct. And you also got to realize
the detailers need more power.
Yeah,
I'm saying that from
need more say. And that's the problem is when you go to these committees or do these things with your say, it only goes so far. And that was, again, that was my problem. When I went and I pitched this idea, all I heard on that phone call was, well, you know, but then this happens, or it takes this, or, you know, it was just everybody had an excuse of why they couldn't do an ad on a YouTube channel. And that's what frustrated me. And I just never went back on the group again. Because I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. If you're trying to pitch something and everybody's just, you know, well, you know, but it's going to cost this, or we have to do this, or we have to do and this is that, and that, you know, and it's just like, so that's where I feel like the detailers get frustrated, because, you know, everybody says in the IDA, like, if you're a member, you have a voice, but you kind of don't. It feels like you get to a certain spot and then five people tell you why it can't happen, or it's going to cost too much money, or this or that. And then it just falls flat.
I don't even got to ask my question now. Thank you. That's it.
First off, congratulations, Alex, for shutting Jason up. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, listeners.
It doesn't happen much.
All right, fuck it. Fuck you. No, I'm going to ask that goddamn question.
In all seriousness, Alex, I think, again, you know, the problem is I'm going to tell you the same thing someone else told you. I can't answer that because I'm not on that committee.
Yeah.
You know,
well, where's the block? Why is there a block? Why can't you give us the answer? I understand there's a chain of command, but why is there a block? Why can't we know this simple shit?
Because do you know why? I don't sit in on the board meetings. I don't know what's all going on in different areas. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, I'm going to be a campaign manager.
Listen, people who know me know one thing. I'm not here to screw around. You know what I'm getting at?
Yep.
I'm not.
Yep.
I've lost friends over business, which really sucks. But at the end of the day, it was a business move, not a friendship move, and they took it personally. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that. But at the end of the day, it's business. And I'm telling you, if it was me with the IDA and I had some control, I would wake up tomorrow first thing and literally call the board and say, we're going to have a meeting. It's going to be this time, this date, be there. Thank you. And we're going to set it up. We're going to talk because these are concerns. And I hope they are listening because I know every one of them guys out there. And I know they all have the best interest of the detailing industry. But you also have to remember, this is a detailing industry. That's the IDA.
Yeah.
It's two separate different things, man. And all the IDA is trying to do is make the industry better and positive.
That's I don't think it. Anybody is denying that.
Yeah, really you know, don't. So again, it boils down to you've got to, instead of bitching, help.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to bitch, great, whatever. I don't care to hear it. You know, if I do hear it, I'm not going to reply. I'm just going to move on and shut my mouth. You know what I mean? But again, when you look at
the whole- I think some of the quote-unquote bitching – comes from frustration because again, like you could just say that I was bitching about nobody wanted to, you know, give me an answer when I went on this thing, but it's frustration because, you know, here I am as a detailer, as an IDA member, you know, paying my money and, you know, everybody's like, well, you get out of it what you put into it. Okay. So I joined two boards when I re-signed up last year. I joined two boards. I did everything that I was trying, you know, like, hey, what do we do this? What do we do with that? And it just, you know, one board fizzled away and dissolved itself because it was a super secret board anyways. And then the marketing board, again, like I just was met with roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. So it's like, okay, there wasn't even a like, hey, Alex, that's a good idea. Let's look into it. This, this, and this. It was just like, well, you know, but then it, you know, it's pay-per-click. So then every time somebody clicks on the ad, we have to pay for it. And then we have to have this and we have to have that. And, it was just excuse after excuse after excuse. So I think what it is a lot of people are, quote unquote, bitching about the IDA, but it really comes out of frustration. And I think if the IDA really, you know, listened to the frustrated detailers, and maybe at least gave us, you know, I mean, even if it was like a, hey, you know, we don't know, but here's a phone number. Let's reach out. Let's talk. Let's touch base or whatever, and get people in, you know, in the loop. I think that's where detailers would really kind of start coming together and supporting the IDA a little bit more. But right.
Oh, for crying out loud.
No, it's just out of frustration. Talk about that. It doesn't exist anymore. So.
No, listen.
They'll kill him if he talks about listen, it. It's that serious.
I do agree. I have been the frustrated one. You know what I mean? I totally understand. You know, the difference with me was, I mean, I joined and I got active and I didn't give up. You know what I mean? Because again, you know, we all are going to have different opinions at the end of the day. And I will gladly respect anybody's opinion in a professional manner if it's a professional opinion. You know what I mean? Don't come at me and say, you know, whatever, blah, 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 derogatory. But at the same time, if you say, hey, I respect it because I don't like the IDA because of this, great, no sweat off my back. Don't come at me and say, I fucking hate the IDA because blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Be stupid about it. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm past that now. But at the same time, me as a person, okay, I did. I mean, I'm not going to use some sort of sob story how I came from nothing. You know, I mean, I grew up middle class. My dad worked in a chocolate factory. My mom watched kids part-time and worked at department stores part-time. You know, I started out – one of my first jobs was roller skating and detailing. You know, so I did. I worked my way up, you know. People forget that I know how to detail cars. Every now and then I sneak an old post in just to let people know Barry still can do a car sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the name Barry now is no longer associated as a detailer. You know, now my name is associated with SB3 Coatings. Okay. So as I progressed and still progressing in my career, I've taken a lot of awesome things from this industry. A lot. I was a nobody, man. I was just some dude, you know, working out of a small town in his house. And here I am today. Yeah.
Listen, don't leave out the fact that you're a dumb grunt. You were a dumb grunt.
I'm a dumb grunt. I am. And here's the thing. Here I am today. Some people would consider me a leader in the industry with a voice. Okay. What I do with that voice is very important to me. Okay. Because here's why. One, I'm still hungry. I'm not done yet. I'm going to still eat some more. You know what I'm saying? I still need to make some more money. But two, I want to give back more than what I took. Because if I can leave this industry a better place than it was when I came in, okay, to give you an idea, guys are bitching about foam pads and DAs not being able to finish down. Get the fuck out of here. In my time, you had to finish down with a wool pad and a rotary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They have it easy now. Now, that's the best part of this. The industry's growing. Things are changing. Buffing liquids are better. You got software. You got everything to help you run a successful business. Okay? It is getting better. But I want to see it get even better. I want every detailer to make 500 grand a year. Imagine that. If every detailer was successful, you wouldn't hear no bitching online anymore.
Yeah, but you'd be seeing these big egos get even fucking bigger.
You know what I'm saying? Like, realistically, though, it's a very egotistical driven business because we're passionate about what we do. Some guys will actually feed their own ego before their pocket, and they wonder why they go out of business. You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
And I'm just being real with you. I was one of those guys, too. I get it. I've been there, man. I've seen a lot in this industry, but eventually all it boils down to right now for me in my life with where I'm at, I want to see the industry a better place than when I came in. And that's it. I believe the IDA 100% will help me do that. Okay. I'm not like the IDA for me is a tool. I'm using it.
Yeah.
Using it to better serve our industry. And I love the IDA because of that. They've given me an opportunity to speak, to voice my opinion, to make things happen. You know, that's what I got out of it. What somebody else gets out of it, I apologize. But I took advantage of what they had to offer. And I rolled with it. That's it. Right. You know, I'm not on a board. I'm not a president. I'm not a vice president. All I am is some dude that got certified skills validated. And yes, I did that, even though I didn't think I needed to. I still did it because I felt it was the right thing to do. You know, I don't need my skills validated. I don't need certified. You know, I'm not even a detailer no more. I did it after I was a detailer, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, but again, I did it because if I want to be a part of what's leading next, I got to lead by example. So how in the hell am I going to look at you in the face and say, you better go out and join the IDA, get certified, and get your skills validated if I didn't do it? Again, I'm here to serve, and I'm going to lead by example. That's it, man. That's all I try to do. But just like you guys, I make mistakes too. You know what I mean? But when you look at the IDA, again, I'm going to let it at one thing. They're here to serve our industry in a positive manner. If you don't want to be a part of it, I feel bad for you. But if you do, they would love to have you. Simple enough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's do our last commercial break, and then we'll come back and
say goodnight.
What's happening, Detail Solutions Podcast? Ian, I've got a special discount for our Towel of the Month Club. TOTM25 will get you 25% off of the Towel of the Month Club. And in the Towel of the Month Club, pretty much you sign up, pay for a year, and every month we're going to send you a different sample of a different type of towel or applicator. So it's a good way to get different samples and try different types of our products. So use TOTM25 at checkout for 25% off.
All right.
I need to ask Barry one quick question.
Yeah.
Tell me when you listened to that commercial, you did not think of Bueller.
Oh man, Ian. Listen, Ian and I
love Ian. I love Ian.
Ian and I had this chat, and you know, you guys make fun of me for my commercials of not having any influx or, you know, whatever. But the thing is when you look at the analytics and the commercials hit, there's less drop off now that I'm reading these ads and doing it in kind of my normal tone of talk, because people are just, it flows in with the commercial. So yeah, whatever, go to sleep, Perry. Ian's the same way. Like, Ian just has that kind of like that you know, keep the tone of the, yeah, keep the tone of the podcast going so people don't skip ads. And then what's going to happen? They're going to use the coupon code money money funny, you know, that's all it's about. So I mean, listen, I know the topic was regulation. I think we got way IDA heavy, and it, you know, good or bad,
rightfully so, I believe for this topic, it was rightfully so.
You know, but I think at the end of the day, you know, it's a long way, and it's not going to happen overnight. You know, so I guess whatever.
Dude, did you guys see my shirt tonight?
No, I can't see your shirt. You're like laying down.
It says, "It's all shits and giggles until somebody giggles and shits."
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dude, one of my favorite shirts. I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You said it. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, any last thoughts? I mean, anybody want to say anything? Last, otherwise we're
Barry. I fucking love you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you,
Barry E. Thiel, IDA president, 2024. Stop that shit now.
That's gonna cause so many problems for me. But thank you, I appreciate it.
No, I don't give a shit, man. I make the waves. I make the waves. Everybody knows that shit.
I think with it all, Chris, I'm about 2,500 calories a day. Just give you a heads up. Anyway. Chris asked that, so I had to reply. Chris is a good dude, you know? Eats too many Whoppers, though. But in reality, if I could leave it with one thing, I know we talked about regulations, the IDA, blah, all this crazy stuff, you know? In general, you know, the one thing I would like us to see in this industry, let's all start promoting positivity. Yeah. I was in a group yesterday where there's a young kid who asks a lot of questions all the time. I'm not going to say his name. He's autistic, and he's a hustler. He's young, 20, 21 years old or something like that. He does. He asks some questions where a seasoned detailer would say, "Hey, what the heck? Why are you asking this?" You know?
Right.
We got to remember we all started somewhere.
Yeah.
In the very beginning. And what we seen was in this chat was a bunch of people making fun of this guy for asking questions. And I could see the frustrations, but at the end of the day, this kid was a hustler who is trying. And people tried to belittle him, beat him down. And to me, I want to see that change in our industry, whether it's regulated or not. I would rather see somebody come in there and say, "Hey, listen, great job, man. You know, work on, keep doing what you're doing." You know what I mean? It was so bad, I literally offered to mentor the kid for a year because I felt bad for him, because he probably had nobody to call, you know?
Yeah.
But when you look at these situations in our industry, we've got to stop these, or we will all of us, won't move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we need to come together. The moment you come together and work together with an open mind, the positivity and the changes will come, but you have to be opening to be willing to work with somebody else. You know, I know we all joke, we all laugh, you know, but at this point I'm being pretty serious. That's what I'd love to see in our industry. I really would.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, you know, maybe we should put it on a t-shirt and bring it back, the whole, you know, less shade, more shine, that we used to talk about in the podcast way back in the beginning, you know. I actually saw that on a t-shirt, a kid's t-shirt actually, And to me, it made absolute sense because, you know, we are an industry about shine. You know, we're all about, you know, having. So I always thought that was cool because of
donations.
This industry does have a lot of shade. but yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And honestly, Barry, I mean, it's a shame that people can't, you know, people that get frustrated by people asking dumb questions and have to belittle the person or whatever. I mean, just keep scrolling past it. Why do you have to, you know, interject into that, you know, and create negativity? And and that's just the problem with this industry. I think there's too much hate or negativity in it. What are you pointing at? Time?
No, I'm raising my hand.
Okay. Go.
I love that the IDA, you know, and you want to change the industry positively. I will just say this, that if you want people to start acting nicely, I feel, and this is definitely a personal shot, you need to stop having people who don't follow the code of ethics being nominated for awards and then winning awards. That also lowers the integrity of the IDA.
I can see that, you know. Again, me, I don't know about any of that stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to say it. You know what I'm getting at? I don't know who won awards that.
I'm not looking for an answer.
Yeah, I'm just there should be. Yeah, there. You're right. There is a code of ethics, and they should hold it to them. You know, regardless of what people have done in their past, now you have a code of ethics. If you're a part of the IDA, respect the rules. You know. Yeah, I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, no explanation needed. It just, yeah. You know, I feel like it just needed to be said and put out there.
No, I agree. I wholeheartedly.
Well, all right, gentlemen, we're hitting that hour and 30 mark.
This was about a very fantastic podcast. Oh,
yeah. I mean, this went in a different direction than I really thought it would, but I still think it was a great direction.
Fantastic content.
I think there was some great comments. Thanks to Michael for calling in and giving his feelings on regulation. And I mean, that's absolutely fine. There's probably a lot of people that feel that way, Mike. You know, but again, this is just, you know, this is a soft lob. We're just trying to put it out there and, you know, hopefully that the people that are complaining about, you know, all the things and uncertified people and this and that, you know, if they're listening to this, hopefully they will maybe understand why, you know, it's a thing that will just be, or maybe they will jump on the IDA. You know, for a tech school, you know, to start training this to where people can go and actually, you know, get certified in that way. And with that, gentlemen, I don't have anything else to say. So, Barry, I appreciate you coming on and doing this.
Barry, thank you. Thank you.
Listen, thank you.
And I appreciate it because you are the right guy for this episode, 100%. I even told Alex, I said, it'd be great to have him because you're honest. And it shows through your voice, through your facial expressions, everything. That's why, you know, that sign's up there. I don't care if it gets anybody in trouble. That just needs to happen.
No, but in all honesty, this too, man. I'm going to give a shout out to Chris DiGiovanni and check out Detailers Roadmap only because I love the guy. I know people see me joking all the time, but Chris is a good dude to me. So I just wanted to do that to him. And also thank you guys both. You know, just your friendship does mean a lot to me. I know that. And I respect that. And I respect what you guys are both doing for the industry. I think without people like you who do these podcasts, not everybody will hear. And when you guys now, what you've done in the last 2 years has been pretty awesome to see. So I think you guys deserve a good congratulations from me. And, you know, truthfully, I mean that. It was definitely awesome to see the growth. It was so much. I almost was going to do this podcast on my shitter tonight.
Just to keep it real, right?
Yeah, I was too hungry. I wasn't taking food to the bathroom with me.
Listen, you could have inputted and outputted at the same time. I mean, it's all. Eat a pellet, make a pellet, right? Like,
yeah. Oh man. But listen, I love you guys both. Thank you for everything.
Love you too, Barry. We appreciate it.
I'm just gonna sit down. Oh, by the way,
yes, sir.
Go Eagles. It's Super Bowl.
Okay, okay. What's your prediction? What's your prediction?
I think the Eagles. I don't even think Kansas City is in the same league as Philadelphia right now.
Wow.
Everybody doubts me. Listen, everybody's been saying this, and everybody's been doubting me. Okay, I've called a lot of good games this year. I had one wrong out of everything. And I told everybody San Francisco wasn't even in the same league. Told them all. And do you know what they said? They blamed it on a quarterback because he got hurt. Do you know what? It's a part of the game. You have the number number one defense in the league coming into that game. Philadelphia put up 31 points. Stop.
Okay. All right. We're moving on to the Super Bowl. Kansas City 31, Eagles 27.
I am going to say, I won't project a score, but this I will say. The Eagles win by 21 plus.
Oh.
And listen, I grew up with a coach that is on the Kansas City offense right now. Ooh. He coaches them. So. Mm-hmm. I know my football a little bit, but listen, there's not a team right now that's going to – no way.
Eagles, okay, John Madden.
The front four.
How okay, do you stop, John Madden.
How do you stop that front four?
Okay, John Madden.
You'll see. You'll see.
Go play PlayStation 5.
Yep. I'll send you over a bandwagon for him next week, Bruno.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, I'm going to just hope, as I always do – that it's a good game because I hate watching shitty games.
Dude, so you must have hated watching the Packers all season.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I don't have a dog in this fight. So to me, it doesn't really matter who wins. So I don't have
you NFC.
I just want it to be a good game. Keep it close.
One comment though. What we were talking about lot washers and professional detailers.
Yes,
splitting them. Okay, so let's put them two in a category, and then there's that one more category, the lazy asses that don't polish rockers. They go below the car wash guy because they know better. I love y'all. I do. But come on, that was good.
Listen, I was a little disappointed you didn't wear your shirt to MTE that you said you whatever.
I wanted to make it. I did, but I didn't have time.
Because I did wear my rocker shirt, and Jason wore his rocker shirt.
Oh, yeah. And Jason, stop sending me photos of you fishing, dude. I'm done with that shit. I can't handle it anymore.
Then stop sending me pictures of your butthole.
All right, gentlemen. I need to go because it's getting late, and I still have to edit this and put it together for it to drop tomorrow. So thank you, everybody who tuned in. Great comments. Appreciate everybody and everybody who's listening to this. Whenever you're listening to this, have a great day, night, week, whatever. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.